Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat, and we are talking salted caramel and Ferrero Rocher brownies with salted caramel ice cream and Bailey's cream tiramisu trifle with Gar Mullins, the executive chef of the Anantara, the Marker Hotel. Mother of divine.
I have to switch my brain now because we were talking CCs and motorbikes just before.
That's true. It's a quick transition.
And now I have to jump into sugar and cream and butter. And yeah, so what I'm talking about is Christmas Day dessert, which I think for a lot of people is nearly more terrifying than going after the turkey and the ham.
And you sort of forget about it and then realise, oh no, I have to make a giant dessert as well.
Yeah, but I think that what you just said there, I think is very important. Making something that's big, that can go in the centre of the table, and don't be thinking you have to individually plate everything. So I'm going to give you two recipes. One is for, I'm actually going to give you a taste of one of them. It's a Bailey's cream tiramisu. I'm going to just throw some of that into a bowl.
Wow.
So really, a tiramisu is normally made in a dish, but I'm just bringing it into the world of trifle a little bit. And how I'm doing that is adding a layer of custard. So what you're going to need for the recipe is 400 mils of double cream. It's obviously very good for you, this recipe. 250 mils. Oh, I like the... You can't see your face expressions, but it looks like you're enjoying it.
Talk among yourselves.
Yeah. 250 mils of mascarpone. 75 mils of masala. Masala is a fortified wine from Sicily, if you can get it. If you can't, a splash of sherry, a splash of port would work nicely. Even Tia Maria works quite well for this. 100 mils of Bailey's Irish cream, and then 250 mils of shop-bought custard.
Shop-bought, now we're talking.
Yeah, a little bit of a cheat here. I mean, of course you can make custard if you want. And then you've got some vanilla extract, caster sugar, couple of shots of espresso, 4 shots of espresso, 175 of the sponge fingers or the lady fingers. Again, you're going to buy them. 4 flakes and 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. I know that sounds like loads of recipe, loads of ingredients. It'll be up on my Instagram later on. But how you make it then, it couldn't be easier to make. Put the double cream, the mascarpone, the Bailey's masala and sugar into a bowl. And then you're just going to whip that like you whip cream. And you'll see it'll start to change consistency. And you want it so it's kind of like soft peaks. So when you lift your whisk up, it should fall off the whisk without just falling straight through the whisk. Then what I want you to do is whisk the mascarpone and fold in that mixture to it. So basically you're combining that whipped cream in with the mascarpone. Then you put the shop-bought custard into another little bowl. And this is just a little chef's trick, is you just add a little bit of vanilla extract. I find with those shop-bought, they just are not vanilla enough. So we're going to just bring the vanilla up a little bit. And then all you're going to do is put your espresso into a little shallow dish, and you're going to dip those sponge fingers or lady fingers in. You want to put them in so they just get covered, but you don't want them to go soggy. And then it's just about assembling. So you just get yourself a trifle dish. You're going to put the lady fingers that have been soaked on the bottom, then a layer of that wonderful Bailey's cream. Then you're going to go with a layer of the crushed flakes, then a layer of custard, and then you just repeat that. And then if you imagine when you look into a custard bowl, you'll see the sponge and the custard in the middle. And then on the top, whatever flakes you've got left, they go on the top. And then just before you serve it, dust it with a little bit of cocoa powder.
So delicious.
It's a little bit of a take delicious on a classic.
How long will it live in the fridge? Can we do this Christmas
Eve? 2 or 3 days.
Almighty.
Really, you'd want to be doing it definitely on Christmas Eve, but I would even say the day before. Just make sure that you wrap it really well in cling film, because if you have any onions or garlic in your fridge, they tend to bleed into things like cream. So just make sure it's really well wrapped.
That's the first. The second then is salted caramel and Ferrero Rocher brownies with salted caramel ice cream.
Yeah, again, we're going to cheat here a little bit, but what I'm going to get you to make is the brownies. So what you need is some milk chocolate, 275 grams. You need 275 grams of butter, 400 grams of caster sugar, a teaspoon of vanilla extract and a pinch of salt, 5 eggs, and then 200 mils of plain flour, and then salted caramel sauce in the supermarkets. They sell that. I wouldn't bother making it. It's very easy to pick up. And then wouldn't be Christmas without some Ferrero Rocher. So a Ferrero Rocher, which you're going to cut in half. Preheat your oven to 170 degrees, and then in a bowl over a pot of simmering water, making sure the bottom of the bowl doesn't touch the water, you put your chocolate and your butter together, whisking that until it melts, and it'll go really shiny and melt. And then you just pop in your sugar, vanilla and salt, give it a good whisk, take it off the heat, and then just let it cool a little bit. And then you're going to start beating the eggs in one at a time with a whisk. So crack one in, give it a whisk, continue that. By the time you get the fifth egg in, it looked like it's starting to split. Don't panic. Well, you take the whisk out then, move to a wooden spoon, and you're going to fold in the flour through the mix until you can't see the flour anymore. Then it's ready to bake in a small little square dish that you've lined with parchment paper. Transfer that fudgy chocolate mix into that. And then I want you to swirl a little bit of the caramel, salted caramel on the top. Before you bake it, because what's going to happen in the oven, that's going to caramelise and kind of go a little bit crunchy. And then you cut your Ferrero Rocher as a half, and I bet you've never cut a Ferrero Rocher in half.
Never
before.
Cut a Ferrero Rocher in half. It's tricky, isn't it?
It is a little bit. You're just on a chopping board, run your knife through it, and then you're going to pop them cut side up all across the top of the brownie. Bake them for 50...
Cut side up?
Yeah, so like you see the nut. We'll think about presentation just for this little part. Right. And then you pop them into the oven for 50 minutes at 170 degrees. And what happens in then, you'll see that it'll souffle up a tiny little bit. Don't worry about that. Take it out onto a rack. And this part is important. Pop it into the fridge for a couple of hours, because this recipe is quite fudgy. If you don't like a fudgy, bake it for about an hour and 15 minutes to cook it all the way through.
Don't do that.
Pop it into the fridge and it'll set in the fridge. So the butter, the chocolate, the eggs will all set. And then just cut it into squares and serve it with some salted caramel ice cream, and just sit back and take the praise from all your guests of how wonderful a pastry chef you are.
Now, a number of questions coming in this instance from the crew specifically. Where is our sample of this one, Gar?
Oh, yeah, I didn't bring a sample. So next week, oh, there's real disappointment. Oh, do you know, I was a little bit busy last night running a restaurant, hotel and other things.
Well, we should be at the forefront of your mind, Gar.
Yeah,
Gar,
exactly.
Lovely as always. And both of those will be up on your Instagram if people want details.
They will indeed. And the dagger's from Claire here. Don't worry, Claire, next week you'll definitely get it. I'll hook you up.
That is Gar Mullins, executive chef of the Anna and Tara at the Marker Hotel. And just a reminder, if you missed Gar's recipes or anything else on the programme, you can, of course, listen back, because all of our items are uploaded as podcasts that you can get on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.